The Lady Cats volleyball team lost to Marshall 3-0 Tuesday night in Wildcats Gym. The match may have turned in a 30-29 loss in set one when officials evoked a 30-cap rule to abruptly end the set. The disappointment seemed to linger into the second set and beyond. Unfortunately, Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin has done some research to discover the 30-cap ruling should not have been made. And I talked with Coach Irvin Wednesday morning.
A lot of districts and like tournaments will put caps for matches for the sake of time. I was unsure at the moment, and I knew I had seen cap of 30 in multiple places this year. And the officials looked like it was cap of 30, and the Marshall coach was saying it was cap of 30, and I didn't have any rules right there with me and to verify it or not, but I verified it this morning. And our district policy is that our varsity follows UIL rules, which is varsity plays with no cap. Our freshman and JV is supposed to cap at 30. So, you know, who knows what could have happened in that first set and how it would have changed the momentum of the match. We were fighting right there with them back and forth, and we had opportunities without a doubt to put it away, so I don't want to make an excuse at all. But it would have been nice to, like, have that one more point opportunity to see how it would have turned. But, yeah, we should have kept going in that first set. And I think it kind of took a little wind out of us to go into that second set. We got down kind of quick there at the beginning, and our service receive hurt us. And then we tried to battle back in the third, but it just wasn't enough. So,
yeah, back in that first set, I think I counted 5 set points we were up against it. And,
yes, sir.
And every time answered, that would have been an opportunity at number 6 had the match continued, but time and time again back against the wall, and they came through.
Yes, they did. We were, you know, and it wasn't like in that first set, it wasn't like we were breaking down in one particular area. We were fighting, and they kept earning their points, and we kept battling, you know, earning ours, but we were just making mistakes in different areas. They have some girls who can hit and put it down above our blocks, so even though if our blockers were there, that kind of was, we had to be more aggressive defensively to dig up their balls because it was hard for our blocks to get hands on some of those balls. But other than that, you know, we fought it out, and we just made crucial mistakes there at the end. And I'm really proud of how they fought it out in that first set. We just got to put it all together still, so got to keep working.
And number 3 was 25-22.
Yes, sir.
It was right down the stretch and anybody's match, you know.
Yes, sir, it is. And, you know, I don't know if it goes back to us believing that we can pull it out when you're already down 2 sets. It's I don't know if they're thinking, here we go again, you know, it's a repeat. You know, we had a big letdown in that first set. They had lots of energy. They were fighting for it. And I'm not quite sure what goes on in each of their heads. But it was a battle to the end, and they just stayed right there on top of us there in that third set, and we could never take control of the set. They pretty much had the edge on us the whole time.
KSST Sports.